Hello and welcome to episode 54 of the KIT English podcast. My name is Casey. Thank you for listening today. And today I have another KIT student joining me. What is your name?
My name is Azusa.
All right. Thank you for coming, Azusa. Where are you from?
I'm from Niigata.
From Niigata?
Yes.
Where in Niigata?
In Joetsu.
In Joetsu. They have a lot of snow now, yes. Right? Do you like snow?
So-so.
So-so.
Yes.
All right. And what is your hobby?
My hobby is watching some movies and reading books.
Okay. Recently, have you seen any good movies?
Saikin.
Any good movies?
I watched Chou Sankin Kotai.
Okay.
It's a Japanese movie. Yes.
Was it good?
Yes, very, yes. Very interesting.
All right. And what do you study at KIT?
I studied robotics.
Robotics?
Yes.
What kind of robots are you interested in?
Human robots.
Human robots.
Yes.
All right. And what year are you at KIT? Are you first year, second year?
First year. Yes.
Okay, so you're freshman. Yeah. All right. What is your topic today?
My topic is about waka.
Okay. And I should mention Azusa is a member of Let's Talk About Japan program. So those students want to introduce something about Japan, Japanese culture, to foreign people. So she is studying about waka, and that's what we're going to talk about. So my first question is, what is waka?
Waka is like haiku.
Okay.
But waka have more syllables. Haiku have 5, 7, 5 syllables.
Mm-hmm.
But waka has more 7, 7 syllables.
Okay, so yeah. 7, 7, 7. So it's a kind of poem and like haiku, sort of. All right. When were waka first written?
Waka were first written around 1794.
Okay, so let's see. That's around more than 1,000 years ago.
Yes,
so a long time ago. Are waka older than haiku?
Yes.
Yes. When were haiku first written? Do you
haiku
know?
Haiku were first written around 1673.
Okay, so waka are much older than haiku. All right. During that time, around 794, what era was it in Japan?
It is Heian era.
Okay. Can you tell us about Heian era?
Yes.
Like, what was life like back then?
The Heian era is before Sengoku era. And Heian era is very, very peaceful.
Okay.
Because Heian main people is rich and powerful people.
Okay.
So Heian era, they aren't samurai yet.
Okay. Is the Sengoku era the time when samurai came? Okay. All right. And so during that time, where was the capital of Japan? It wasn't Tokyo, right?
Heian capital is Kyoto.
Kyoto, all right. And during that time, during Heian era, what did people use waka for? Why did they write these poems?
They used letter.
For letters, okay.
Playing, mm-hmm. And other event.
Okay. What kind of event did they have?
Heian people make one waka, mm-hmm. together.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. How many people?
How many? about 10 people or more than.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sounds a little fun. Maybe it's you can write an interesting poem with that many people. How about these days, nowadays, what do people still write waka?
Yes. But yeah? It's a little.
A little?
Yes.
Okay. Do you write waka?
No.
No? All right. And what do people use waka for nowadays?
Waka used karuta. Karuta? Nowadays.
What is karuta?
Karuta is game.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese traditional game.
Okay.
We play karuta in New Year.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How do you play karuta?
How?
Yeah, what do you do?
It's like shinken suijaku.
Okay. What is that?
What?
How do you play karuta? What do you do when you play? Before you explained, like, you have many, many cards.
Yes, many cards. Mm-hmm. And one people...
Yeah, you turn over
turn
the card.
Yes, turn over the card and one more turn. Same pair of cards.
Oh, okay.
Get.
Okay.
Not the pair out.
Okay, so you have to find the two cards with the same waka on it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sounds fun. All right. I think that's all of my interview questions about waka. So thank you for teaching us about that. And I guess soon we're going to have spring vacation. Do you have any plans for spring vacation?
I will go to Kyoto.
Go to Kyoto?
Yes.
And what are you going to do there?
There?
Yeah, in Kyoto, what are you going to do?
What?
Mm. Are you going to look at some temple or visit with your friends?
I meet my sister, older sisters. My old sister lives in Kyoto.
So have you been to Kyoto before?
Before?
Yeah. Is it your first time to go to Kyoto?
No.
No?
Yes.
How many times have you been about?
About, I want to 1 week.
1 week? Okay. Yes. All right. Well, Azusa, thank you for joining the podcast today. And everyone else, thank you for listening. And I'll be back next week. I think there are about one or two more episodes before spring vacation. So talk to you next week. Thank you, Azusa.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.